Monday, September the 30th, 1996.
Words are not necessary for these words of thankfulness. As I see them only for your benefit. Before I answer questions this time, I would like to speak to you a little about the truths of your world and how you view them from the human sense of understanding. So often we hear words really are the truths of the spirit. What are the truths that we need to know and to act upon? Down so many of your centuries has this question been asked. Truth has always been. Still, it is unchanged. Man has tried to alter those basic truths to his own ends. But you cannot change those natural truths, those special laws. They cannot be changed by man. So I say to you, what you must know as truths are those thoughts and feelings which belong to your spiritual selves. The truth own love, love for your fellow man. This, I would say, is the most important truth you can ever understand. You must love your fellow human beings as you would yourselves. I think most of you would agree with this one.
Yes, I certainly would.
I would say to you that you must put to one side all thoughts of material gain, which is useless for your spiritual growth. By that I mean not that material worth is of no value, but the love of material gain is wrong. It is the love of these things which you must have. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The truth that life continues, that is one truth all of you here already know and understand. But there are so many in your world still deny. But it is a basic truth, and one which we will continue to express to all who will listen.
Certainly we shall.
They are but a few of the truths which must survive all of mankind while he treads his earth. I will return to others at a later time, because I know you have questions for me.
Thank you for telling us that.
It is good to have these truths continually spoken about, because too often mankind treats them as he would his own form of understanding. He treats them as his own form of truth, and he must not do that.
And we understand what you mean. Unfortunate that we do have to be constantly reminded. But you're quite right, we do.
It does you no harm to be told, especially to love one another.
Isn't that one of the basic principles in the Bible, isn't it?
I do not want to be concerned with any particular religion.
No. No.
Any creed or dogma, only truth, and truth belongs to all, no matter which race, which color, which country, all peoples upon your plane are subject to these truths.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder?
Yes, it is the law. We can't escape it.
But unfortunately, man has taken these basic truths and molded them to suit himself. Not only in one form of religion, but throughout the world. So, I want you to dismiss all dogma attached to these truths and accept them for what they truly are, teachings to help you progress, teachings to help you evolve whilst upon this earthly plane. Truth always is simple, and you must not complicate it by adding man's intelligence, which I have to say is abrasive to it. You understand?
Yes. Yes, I think we all understand that. I merely mentioned the Bible because that is what Jesus taught, wasn't it?
We have had many peoples who have come to this world, and I know I repeat myself when I tell you, all have brought to mankind basic truth. Many sages, seers, poets, politicians, many kinds of people throughout the existence of this world. Only to have them abused by man.
Yes.
Mankind always seems to turn, I think you would say, deaf ears to the truth.
Yes, of course. He only wants to believe what suits him, and I agree absolutely. What suits his purpose at that time of believing.
But I have told you that the tide is turning and mankind will notice.
Good.
There is a steady progression in the right direction, and it fills my heart so to tell you this.
I'm delighted to know it.
Now, I will answer one question this time before others speak.
Yes, I would like, if I may, to continue our talks about the soul. Excuse me. You have told us, of course, that animals have souls, and this we've said. And I've been very interested in reading of the relationship between plants, some of which develop certain characteristics which would appear to be solely for the benefit of the animals feeding upon those plants. It would seem that there is an interrelationship. Now, since all are part of the universe, then obviously the energy of the universe is within those plants, as within us and the animals. Would it be fair to ascribe the principles of a soul to plants? I know it might sound ridiculous, but I think you'll see what I mean. If they are part of the whole and coexisting in that apparently intelligent relationship, then it would seem that they must have some awareness within them which could be regarded as a soul.
I understand your question. Let me try to explain it to you a little. All energy of life is, of course, the same. But when you speak of animals, plants, what you would term lesser existences, then we are speaking of slightly different energy. Of course, all energies intermingle. This I have explained to you.
Yes, you have.
After all, we come from the same creative force. That creative force allows much to come from it. Human beings have their own form of energy, as do the plant and animal kingdoms. I understand what you say. One without the other cannot exist. There has to be coexistence with all forms of energy, whether it be in the material world or in our world of spirit. It becomes so much more intense when you speak of life in our world, because they are not, how shall I say, clothed within the earthly matter, which dulls all energies, as you are aware. I would go further and say to you that the energy of the ground that the plant is within provides that energy which succors the plant, which in turn feeds the animals. The animals in turn provide energy for human beings, as you term them. But I say to you, we are speaking of the one energy in different degrees of vibration.
Yes.
You understand.
I understand that, but what I don't understand is how a plant can have the apparent intelligence to adapt itself to the needs of the animal.
Because all life is intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The creative force, if you speak of the sparks which come from the creative force, then you have different degrees of intelligence.
I see.
That is how plant life, not intelligence as you would understand, but a giving off of radiating vibration, life, an intelligence which is understood by all who exist in all forms.
And would that intelligence from the plant be initiated by those whom you have told us are in charge of such things? Or is it a natural occurrence?
Kid, I understand your questions. I understand that your understanding is limited. And I know you understand that there are within our world peoples who tend plants. You understand that the power of thought creates that very thinking. I know you understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do not fully understand is that intelligence is life itself. It reaches the stage where intelligence is understanding. Do you follow me?
Yes, but beyond our comprehension.
Yes. We have to go farther than what you know at this present time.
Yes.
Intelligence takes its own place within the whole. Again, we must speak of the whole.
Yes, I see.
You cannot individualize.
Yeah.
This is the problem.
There's another thing which prompted my question was that I know there are certain types of trees which sometimes are invaded by parasites which cause them damage. And trees in the same group who have not yet been invaded will begin to produce of themselves a toxin which makes their leaves unpalatable to the parasite. So they are exempt from damage.
Well, I can only say to you, dear friend, that the very intelligence of nature, and you are speaking of trees within your world,
yes,
it becomes a whole different concept when you speak of spirit life.
I see.
But yes, the intelligence is within all living things, down to the very minutest form of life.
Yes, I'm afraid we should just...
which you, on your earth, still are not aware of.
I apologize for interrupting. I was about to say that I think we should just have to accept that we shall never understand it once we are here.
It is too complex for you. It is too complex to explain to you, because without some iota of knowledge, you would find what I tell you too difficult to accept.
Yes, that
but believe me when I tell you, all life forms share that same energy, that same creative force within. And remember what I tell you, that all goes back together at some stage far beyond years of understanding and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot explain fully to you. I hope it has helped a little, but I know that we speak again on difficult matters.
Yes, they are difficult, but you have helped a lot as far as I'm concerned, and I hope everybody else here. You've given us a better understanding of the relationship of one to the other.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You could perhaps can compare it to illness within your human bodies.
Mm-hmm.
What is the intelligence of the makeup of the body which makes things go wrong? It is the power of the thought and the intelligence of that energy.
Yes, true.
It is the combination. But the cell energy, or whatever you speak of within the body, is what triggers off the illness.
It's certainly given us a lot more to think about.
You understand, the power of the thought is the trigger, but the intelligence of the cells within the body are what activate the others.
Mm-hmm. So it's the cells themselves which have the intelligence.
They have the intelligence either to remain healthy or to go wild.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes, and that would apply to the plants also, then.
Also, we speak of the same energies.
Yes, thank you. That certainly does clarify it.
Although plant life, animal life, are, I would say, on a lower scale to that of humankind. But after all, it is the same.
Okay. And I'll be quite brief now. And does that mean that plants, being of a lower scale of energy, would not suffer pain, as some people think, when they are plucked or cut in any way?
I have to tell you, all energy heals.
Does it?
Yes, that is a misconception on humankind. I am aware of what is said, but I have to tell you, if there is intelligence, there has to be some form of feeling, but not as you understand it, of course.
Yeah, but there would be
feeling. But the plant would be aware. Perhaps that is a better word.
Yes, it would be, thank you. But it would have an awareness.
There would be an awareness.
Thank you very much. That's a very, very interesting to us all.
Now, I leave you all this time with my love. May you go forward in your daily lives. May you be uplifted. May you be guided. May you find love with one another.
Thank you very much indeed. And love with you too. God bless you again.